Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from the most rehearsed place, the most often performed Doug Loves Movies setting, I don't know, words. It's the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles! It's Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. Name tags? Yeah, we got enough. We had a lot of good ones in Raleigh last Saturday, so thank you to everybody who brought those awesome name tags. Let me see yours here in the front. Joe and Gabby's Infinite Playlist. And you are Joe and Gabby? Which one of you will take the prizes? Gabby, she made the poster. Fair enough. It was just the one poster in the front row. You didn't need to turn the house lights. You have to bring the lights up for me. I know I'm wearing indoor sunglasses that I bought from Tony Stark Industries. And when I go like this, nothing happens. In the Avengers movies, he goes like that. There's a lot of information goes into his dome. Doug plugs stand-up Saturday at CB Live in Phoenix at 4:20. Sunday night, September 1st, I'll be at Comedy Works in downtown Denver. And don't forget that Doug Loves Movies 12 Guests of Christmas is at Largo here on the West Coast edition on Thursday, December 12th. Go to largo-la.com for tickets. Let's check out the prize bag, you guys. It's a lovely, you pay a buck extra bag at Ralph's. I pay that extra buck just to get this bag because it's perfect for prizes. I got a t-shirt from somewhere. Got a sippy cup from a Broadway show. Oh yeah, Ain't Too Proud, The Rise and Times of... No, The Life and Times... The Rise. But I mean, they did rise. The Life and Time of the Temptations. I saw that musical on Broadway. It was awesome. Another show on Broadway is called that I saw that just closed, but I think they were filming it for like HBO or something. So hopefully everybody will get to see it because it was really great. The show is called What the Constitution Means to Me. And during the show, they pass out a little mini copy of the Constitution. And I, you know, I flipped through it. It had some interesting parts. But I'm happy to pass it along, as I am this beautiful grinder. Yeah, there's a really nice grinder in that box. Maybe I'll take it out during the show and show it to you guys so you can get extra amped up about what you're going to win. A Doug Benson pin from rockinpins.com. All of that plus stuff brought by my, as you can see, four guests who are all return guests to the program. Yeah, they're all people I like. Please give it up for Tony Thaxton, Nick Rutherford, Kelly McInerney, and Jay Chandrasekhar. Hot group. Hot group coming in hot. There they are. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Look at you with your own coffee thing with your name on it there.
Iced coffee, Doug.
Yeah, but it's like in a, what's this thing called? It says Yeti on it?
Well, it feels like a commercial, but this is the greatest drink holder I've ever used.
Right? You just have to carry it around.
It keeps it cold and warm.
What?
Incredible.
Whichever it is.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't want one beverage to be kept cold and warm. I want it to do whatever it is I'm doing with whatever beverage I have.
You don't have to have it cold or warm. Whatever you want.
Either way.
It's the Yeti.
You put it in cold, it stays cold. You put it in warm, it stays warm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. What happened to this show, man? I'll tell you what happened. I'm going to go Getty a Yeti.
Good.
Let's meet them individually, starting with the lady on the panel. It's Kelly McInerney, everybody.
Hi.
Holly Weirdo on the social medias.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying.
It's confusing, but it's a great one.
People call me Holly all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait. I mean, now it sounds like all the time is your last name instead of Weirdo.
No. Yeah, that's
people
that's
call
a cool
me
name.
Holly all the time.
Hey.
What's up? Yeah, Holly Weirdo on the social medias, but it is Kelly McInerney, and you need to learn it. And
yeah, please.
Get it together, you guys.
If you can. I don't know.
I've learned it, Doug.
She's worth
it's
it.
It's like Bert and Ernie. McInerney. That's what I tell everybody.
And you have a podcast that's I dare say a bastard stepchild of two of my podcasts because you get high and watch a movie and then talk about it, and it's called IMD Weed.
True, yeah.
Podcast.
It is kind of a combo of yours.
It is, yeah.
A tribute
if you could
to
get
you.
Food in there, you'd do all of my podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
We do eat on the way sometimes, or sneak Panera into the movie theater because I carry a winter coat. Even in August, because it's my blanket, I like to dress for comfort at the movies.
What theater do you go to?
You like to blanket
AMC up. Burbank. Usually the 16 or the 8 or the 6.
Which is the one that you can have beer at?
All of them.
Really?
They all have a MacGuffin's, which is the bar.
There's no laws in Burbank.
Burbank's getting losing it.
It really is the Wild West out there in Burbank.
The Mild West.
Yeah, and I should say... That I've got a wiki mild. I love
Will Smith. I just want to Wild Wild West. I do have a framed poster of Will Smith over
from
my oven.
From that movie?
Yeah.
And you just stand there and pretend to be loveless and say racist things to him?
No. I'm Selma Hayek.
That's your review of that movie?
That's my review? Well, it's insane how racist the white bad guy is in that movie. Like, he almost drops the N-bomb. He gets as close as you can without actually doing it. Yeah.
How?
They have a conversation where he's just like,
I don't want to say the words, but he just keeps doing these weird puns about that are black like insults, and then he's insulting him back, but it's all about him being in a wheelchair, which is like
worse.
Well,
or equal?
No, not worse, because he's the villain. Like he's got a great wheelchair.
I'm just impressed you remember this much about Wild Wild West.
Oh, it is all of it's ingrained in my brain because it is the craziest movie.
Ingrained in the membrane.
Exactly. Ingrained in the brain.
I have a quiz for you on Wild Wild West.
Oh, a Wild Wild West quiz. This is exciting.
Do you remember the most important line of the trailer?
Oh.
The one they kept playing over and over again.
I don't, but I think if you say it, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
That's a big spider.
No. Let the games begin.
Oh, that's from The Bad Guy.
Wait, you don't know all about this movie, do you?
I was supposed to know, let the games begin.
That's the line for the trailer.
Right, but why do I know? Why am I supposed to know about the trailer?
You said you know all about the movie. Well, I'm the dick here.
Are you gonna start expecting me to quote the BTS?
On the second director's commentary track.
What did he say instead of let the games begin? He said, this movie's garbage. Yeah, it's
you know,
a rough
Will Smith
one.
Turned down Neo for that Neo in the Matrix to do Wild Wild West.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What he did as a result was make
the greatest rap of all time.
Yes.
I love Wild Wild West rap.
Yeah, and
he
stepped aside.
It's my karaoke
he let the
jam.
Matrix be its thing. You know what I mean? Keanu Reeves didn't turn down Independence Day. Maybe he did. I don't know. But man,
Welcome to Earth. You guys
already have so much to say. I'm trying to introduce everybody. Let's say hello next to the quietest man on the panel. Tony Thaxton is here!
Hello. I speak when spoken to.
Oh, I love that in a guest, but you're the only one. Motion City soundtrack is coming back.
Correct.
That's right. Is that tour already sold out?
Some of the dates, not all of them.
Right, but some of them are already sold out. It's like in January.
Yeah, that's
how excited people
Eve.
Are for you to be coming back.
Yeah, it's very nice. Feels good. Feels
very cool. And then what else did you... You reached out to me like, hey, I've got this other thing. Your own new podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a bunch of stuff going on. But yeah, I have a new podcast that I'm very excited about. I know. What an idea. Someone with a podcast? What?
I'm excited, Tony.
Thank you. I don't think anything is out there quite like this. It's a music podcast, but it's called Bizarre Albums. And every episode, they're just short episodes. They're only about 15 minutes long. And each episode explores a specific album that was kind of makes you go like, why does this even exist?
Are there any B-52s albums in that bunch?
No, that doesn't quite fit the
I'm not listening to the podcast, Tony.
It's all right. But it's albums like released by actors and athletes and fictional characters.
The C-53s, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. If they were a cartoon, yeah.
Did you think at any point about calling it Why Did This Album Get Made?
I did not. I did think about going for Weird Albums, but I didn't. I thought that might get
You'd
confusing.
Have to get his blessing.
Weird yeah, Al's yeah lawyer up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how far into this are you?
Episode 6 just came out today as we record that, or
so
as
what's
we record
the,
this.
What's the weirdest of the 6 that you've tackled so far?
The weirdest of the 6... Pert that I think is last week's episode was the D.D. King album, which is actually D.D. Ramone put out a rap album in 1989. And he had just quit the Ramones and gotten out of rehab and made a rap album. And it's something.
I'd listen to it.
You should. I highly recommend at least checking it out and have your mind blown at just the insanity of it.
Can I make a suggestion for an episode? Do you remember when the Hulkster himself, the Hulkamania?
Oh, it's on the list.
All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so everybody, I mean, I guess you're
I'm
open
just working
to
on my
idea.
next podcast.
You're trying to get on his podcast.
So you're open to the idea of people pitching the terrible albums to you, so you
Oh yeah, for sure. So
or weird albums, not necessarily terrible.
Exactly.
All right. So and it's at Tony Thaxton on the social medias.
Yes. Or at Bizarre Albums too. That works too.
Oh, you got a social media for that.
I know.
Too.
I got lucky. Got my own social media.
Neato.
Is it expensive?
It sounded sarcastic, but it wasn't. I really thought it was neato. You know who else is neato? Nick Rutherford, everybody!
Hey, fam.
Dream Corp, his wildly successful Adult Swim show that is two seasons deep, is the second season will be available soon on Hulu.
Season 2 is coming out on Hulu in September. That's very exciting because season 2 is awesome. And then season 3 will be coming out in like 6 months. But, you know.
I'm going to start with season 1.
That's also on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Did you film season 3 already? You film them like together?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we shot season 1 like 5 years ago. And then we did a season 2 like a year later. And now, and then we did a season 3 like 2 years later.
Okay.
So it's all going to be on Hulu soon. You can watch it on Adult Swim, but who watches TV? I think you can watch all of it on AdultSwim.com, but just, you know, watch it on Hulu or steal it. I don't give a fuck. I just want people to watch it. I'm very proud of it. Yeah. I mean that sincerely.
Dream Corp.
LLC.
You don't give a fuck if we steal it?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay.
Do you get anything from Hulu?
I'm going to steal it. I already have Hulu.
I use my friend's dad's Hulu.
That's fine. Use your parents' friend's Hulu account.
I think I've never spent a dime on a Super Troopers movie.
You've stolen them all?
I saw the first one on cable a ton of times, and then I saw the second one when you invited me to the premiere. So suck it. That's Jay Chandrasekhar, everybody!
Hello.
With his own special mug. This is Jay-Z on it. JC, sorry. And don't get him mixed up with that. He'll start drinking.
It says
that.
Will on it, though.
It does?
Yeah, it says Will Chandrasekhar. There's a sticker.
Oh, there is?
Right there.
What? Yeah, you know, my son gets stickers made for him to put on his stuff by my wife.
His name is Will.
Well, she doesn't make me stickers, so I have to do that. JC on a piece of tape.
What does it say underneath the
fresh off the boat?
Fresh off the boat.
They give a good gift. They actually gave a cooler.
Oh, that was because you directed an episode of Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah,
nice.
Not a boat
That's
though.
Great.
They didn't give me a boat. No, just the cooler in this thing.
Still cool.
It's still cool.
So it's not fresh on the boat.
Yeah.
True.
Right.
Okay.
All right. We edit. You edit these, right, Doug?
Oh, yeah. This, what you're saying right now is gone.
Thank God, because I'm in a real tough place right now.
I got one more thing for the prize bag. It's a whole box of things that I will describe in a second, but let's see what everybody else brought. What do you have, Tony?
I brought a bunch of stuff.
Oh, shit.
I have, I also play in a band with my wife.
My wife.
And,
my wife.
That band is called Tiny Stills, so I brought a copy of that record on vinyl.
Neato.
I also brought the first 3 Motion City soundtrack records on vinyl.
Oh, nice.
And then I've been writing a bunch of Star Wars songs under the name Cloud City Soundtrack, and I have some I have some stickers and a pin.
Better and, lawyer up.
All right. And in honor of my Bizarre Albums podcast, I also brought a copy of Shaquille O'Neal's Shaq Diesel on CD. Wow. I knew that would please everyone.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then that'll all go in this Allison Rosen is your new best friend's tote bag, which I am now the on-air producer of that shit.
Nice, so. Yes. How often do you do those? Like, is
twice
it once a
week.
Twice a week?
Yeah.
Very good.
I like Allison Rosen.
Yeah. Yeah, she's everybody's best friend. Kelly?
Wow. I just found stuff in my house. But it's pretty fun, I hope. I got some snow caps. I got from
Six
Flags.
Oh, I like
snow caps.
Yeah.
I got this.
You know you could snort those?
No, but I'll try it. No, just kidding. I stole this VHS of as Good As It Gets from Adults Only.
Oh.
But it's not As Good As It Gets. It's actually...
Oh, the box
Cosmo
of the...
Erotica Amateur Number 1.
Hell yeah.
Way more, people are way more excited than that, for that than As Good As It Gets.
They don't have the real VHS.
It just
VHS.
Got better, actually.
They don't have the real VHSs on display at bars. Who knew?
What bar did you steal that from?
Adults Only?
Yeah. That's, isn't that every bar?
That's just called Adult. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's like on Hollywood and something.
Yeah.
You'll see.
I don't
it.
Know if you should identify the bar.
No, I
on
shouldn't.
On the corner of Hollywood and just, sexy.
Yeah. I got
Adults
this
only.
America the Book Teacher's Edition. I got for free at a library.
All right.
And then some
They're not. It's not just free to give away.
Hey, you know what? We can't afford someone to watch the door and ask for ID, so let's call it Adults Only and leave it at that.
Yeah. It's a fancy bar, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, and that's why they're trying to be hip and have all these VHSs for display. And I was like, I'm gonna steal one, and I got.
Yeah, see what happened.
I got it in the end, you know.
You did.
Some sunglasses somebody left at my house.
Oh, these are cool. Can I wear these?
Those are three.
Wow, just, what a terrible walk of shame that person had.
So somebody had like eye surgery at your house.
Are those not 3D? Are they not 3D?
I think
like
he was
blue
like,
blockers.
I mean, I am seeing in 3D right now, so possibly yes.
Yeah. That's all I gotta say. And some stickers and stuff and a bag. That's it. Yeah.
That's a great load of stuff.
Great haul.
Yeah. What
best.
Do you got, Nick? What do you all got right. for us?
All
Everybody
right.
pass down all that stuff, by the way. I wanted
okay.
over here.
All right. I think this might work. Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. It's totally natural. All right, so I'm a writer on Rick and Morty, so here's a...
Nice.
You guys aren't getting that too excited. I didn't realize how valuable
they're
that
they're
was.
They're too excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you figure out the street price of...
We were legitimately excited.
What's that?
We were into it.
Yeah, I know. Now I can...
So he's got to hang on to it because
yeah.
that's why
I'm
not giving it away to some stranger.
Okay.
There's also a Rick and Morty vinyl figure.
You guys blew it. Right, he's going to keep
off,
that one,
that
too.
That one's off the market. Oh, yeah, you can look
at
it,
like
but
you're
don't,
not excited about
in.
One of these items, and then it'll go in the bag.
all right, and then Dream Corp LLC, where my Dream Corp heads at. Not as popular as the first show that got started.
Yeah, so you should hang on to that as well.
So, I got to get rid of this. It's toxic.
No, we rooted for that one. We love that one.
I know. I love this one. This is a pin of Terry. It's a decal pin of Terry. Not a lot of people who know the title don't know the characters within
is
the show.
Is that you?
Terry is one
no,
of my
robot.
Favorite characters.
He's a great,
Terry the robot's amazing.
He's voiced by Stephen Merchant, and that's a fun thing. And a lot of people don't get that. Those are exclusive things. And then the other thing is also from Dream Corp LLC on Adult Swim, also available on Hulu. Season 2 coming up September 21st. This is a Stakes Are High t-shirt. It will mean nothing to anybody here. But these are t-shirts that were made for the crew only. I have worn this. It's been washed. It was a little small. But this is a shirt that Ahmed Barucha, I don't know if you ever had Ahmed on the show. He's a great comic.
I don't think I have.
It's all right. This is a shirt he wears
Except
in
for
it.
Maybe
so.
That one time.
Yeah, look at it. It's pretty fun. Stakes is high. Hey, look, Doug, you'd like this, right? You do marijuana.
It does look small.
You know what I like? What I would love is for you to drag this out, like talk about...
Well, another thing not...
Talk about these items.
And then, has anybody
longer.
Seen one of these before? It's a Christmas cracker?
Yeah.
All right. Then, if Doug doesn't like me to explain things. So, talk to...
Well, I mean,
yeah, I'd rather you make it more of a mystery. Like, I've got a thing that you can wear that has four holes in it.
You guys are going to love all this shit when you get... Oh, also, we were just at Franklin and Company.
Oh, this is exciting.
If you go next door, there's a shot and a beer for you at the bar.
For the winner.
Doesn't have to be tonight. You can collect it whenever, but you should do it tonight because somebody else is going to claim to be you.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you prove it?
I might.
Yeah, you should probably get over there.
Probably
right?
Better
you should
to
probably
do
go
it.
Right now.
If you don't care about the rest of the show, yeah,
if you think you're going to be the winner tonight, just run over there. Yeah. And say, because all they have to do is say, Nick got me a shot and a drink. Right?
I think they have to say, my name is DreamCorp LLC, available on Hulu. I think that's what you have to say. Yeah. But they had some trouble putting it on the wall, so who knows what happened.
Yeah, you just go over there and see what happens.
Yeah.
Jay, what do you got for us?
Well, Doug, you said bring one thing, didn't you?
I did.
I brought two things. A Rick and Morty Funko doll. Oh, nice. People are going to love that.
That's nice.
A copy of my book, Mustache Shenanigans, which I will autograph.
Oh, hell yeah.
I will personally autograph when you win. Unless you're next door getting the shot.
He will autograph it as opposed to someone else autographing his book.
It's just all dick pics.
I'll still autograph
dick
it.
Dick pics the book.
I'd like to also offer to sign his book as well. If people
very
want
kind
to.
Of you.
You're welcome.
All right, well, I'll sign the book.
I also will, if people want the record signed, I will do that as well. I meant to say that. And then Jay reminded me.
That's up to them.
Not to steal your thunder. I'm not signing anything.
I will.
I don't want to assume anybody wants something
signed. I'll sign the sunglasses.
I'll sign your record, too. Okay,
perfect. Okay. Please do.
I'll just draw a butt on everything. Or
what else was in the bag? Was that your sweater?
I'm going.
That's his own personal shit.
I'm going
man.
To Gelson's later, so I have another bag for that.
Give him the bag.
I have a T-shirt that says Nantucket, but my wife deemed it not hip, so she's like, "Don't wear that out there." And I'm like, "I wasn't gonna."
Wait, so you switched shirts?
No, I had a shirt over the shirt.
Oh, okay.
It was a long sleever. There was a reason.
Okay.
I told her I had a joke that I summered in Nantucket. But I only went there 4 days this summer. So she's like, I wouldn't do that joke. I'm like, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I don't know what about it qualifies as a joke. Like, people are going to be that blown away that you would summer in Nantucket?
But I didn't.
You didn't do it, so it's a lie.
I see your
That's
point.
How jokes work. You just lie about
Where's
stuff.
The joke? I see.
It depends on how long you define your summer as. If it's 4 days.
Nobody does, though.
Yeah, I know.
So here's what I'm going to do with that joke. I'm going to send it back to the factory. I'm going to have it retooled, and then I'll tell it again next time.
You, all of your jokes are factory bought?
Yeah. It's, yeah. Straight from China. Tariffs.
Well, I just want to mention that Jay is headlining at a comedy club I've been to numerous times, the Skyline Comedy Cafe in Appleton, Wisconsin, this very weekend. And for everybody that lives there that's listening right now, I want to tell you, stop hanging out at the Houdini Museum and go see Jay. Because they have a Houdini Museum there, and it's crazy, crazy popular. Like, everyone lives there and goes there every day.
Are there, like, real magicians that do close-up magic?
No, you're just in a museum where, like, there's, like, you know, here's a half of a handcuff that he used in an escape routine.
And this is popular.
Well, no, how often do you see
No, I was joking around.
Normally whole.
I was joking Wait. Around. It's like a tiny museum in a tiny town. Nobody gives a fuck.
What
you
town
went.
Is it?
But you went.
No, I didn't even go to it.
I'm going.
I would love it if you went to the Houdini Museum and then filed a report.
I will. I'll come back here and file a report.
I'd like to hear about it.
You will.
But there's something else I need to hear about real quickly here before we get to the game portion, and that is, Tony Thaxton, what was the last movie you saw?
A well-timed question, because it involves magic. I on Hulu, I just watched the Amazing Jonathan documentary. Yeah.
Which one?
The one that is called The Amazing Jonathan Documentary.
What's the other one called?
I'm actually not sure. I'm not sure.
Well, Always Amazing? Sorry. So Always Amazing is the Steve Byrne one?
Yes.
Okay. So that's more of a straightforward doc. And the one you watched
is insane.
It's about how there were competing docs about.
Yes.
And Amazing Jonathan is in this one?
He is, yes. It is crazy. And I heard ahead of time that it's pretty insane. And it is. There are. I don't want to. I don't want to say too much because it's kind of better to just see it. But yeah, there are. There's more than one competing doc, is what I will say, and it's just one thing after another, and you kind of it gets to the point you don't know what to believe. You don't know if any of what Amazing Jonathan is doing and saying, if you can believe it or not. And it's insane. And also, if you're a fan of getting to see people admit to smoking meth and then doing it on screen, this is your movie.
I'm not sure if I'm a fan of that or not.
No? TBD.
Sounds amazing to me.
I mean, some say no, sorry. I say meth. But yeah, I don't know, man. That I guess I'll check it out, but like, it's just interesting that there's this other documentary, because Amazing Jonathan is an amazing subject for a documentary. Yeah. You don't need all this other fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting that he's been dealing with potentially dying,
yeah,
while also being a great comic and magician.
Yeah, I would have watched it regardless, and then I'd heard a few things about it, and then it's just, it's even more crazy and more compelling than I expected.
But you only watched one?
I only watched one. I hear the Steve Byrne one is just free on YouTube, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But,
so you'll check that out too?
Yeah, I would like to, yeah.
All right. Well, again, I'm giving everybody assignments tonight. I'd like you to come back
okay. And
tell us about the two different ones, because people don't have time to watch two whole documentaries.
I watched both Fire documentaries. Fire Festival.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, but one of them was better than the other one, right?
I couldn't say that, no.
You couldn't? That's interesting, because everybody told me that the one that was... What's the better one?
Neither.
I fell asleep during both.
Didn't finish either?
They were both good.
I got two stones.
I liked them both, yeah.
They're both really good.
Okay.
I mean, I heard the story already, so then I was like, I get it, and I checked out kind
of
deal.
Doesn't one of them have a little bit more, you know...
I think one they interviewed...
Joie de vivre?
They interview the dude.
Guy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the Hulu.
Ooh, do you like having
one?
The guy or do you not need the guy?
It's great.
Okay. The
it's
guy
incredible.
Is the most interesting character.
Yeah, he's.
So the one that. The, what's the one that got the guy called?
Without the guy?
No, with the guy.
The Fire Festival.
That's just called The Fire Festival.
Yeah.
And what's it? Where do you watch it?
Hulu.
Hulu, okay. Because the other one's on Netflix?
Yeah.
All right.
Seems like a lot of good stuff on Hulu these days. Check out DreamCorp LLC on Hulu.
Season like, there isn't enough goddamn good. Stuff trying to vie for our attention now. We've got double documentaries.
Right.
You know, more
both,
than one documentary
good.
About the same thing.
Both good.
Okay. What about you, Nick? What was the last movie you saw?
Did I
skip Kelly?
You just skipped Kelly.
Because Tony's took so long. Sorry, Kelly. Nick?
I can wait.
I'm kidding. Kelly?
47 Meters Down, Unchained? Uncaged. The sequel.
That's a sequel to the first 48?
Yeah, but you don't need to
Why
see
couldn't
the
they just
one?
Add another number, like go deeper? Why do
well,
they have to
Well,
because
this is completely different and has nothing to do with the original. It's about these girls that, like, find these sharks in some sort of Mayan. There's, like, an underground Mayan temple.
Wait, what's the first one about?
These girls are
Wait,
going,
okay, so there's a similarity already.
They're sisters. That's a similarity.
The Mayans could breathe underwater. Is that the premise?
I don't think they're not in it.
They breathe through their big earring.
Then
holes.
I'm out.
Yeah. But the sharks, like, they're great white sharks that have evolved and they can't see, but they could smell, and it's hilarious. Let me tell you, there's a guy snoring in the theater.
Is that you?
No, not I. I did that for Godzilla. I woke myself up to the sound of my own snoring. You guys ever do that?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, they. But I do recommend this sequel. It's way better than the first one.
The first one has sharks in it, too?
Yeah, but it's too serious. And this one knows it's a stupid dumb movie.
It's a fun one. Yeah.
The first one was better than I thought it was going to be, though.
Oh,
I will say that.
See,
you saw
I
the
had
first
high
one?
I did. Out of boredom. Just at home. I think I might have watched it on Hulu.
Hey-o.
Oh, you mind if I chime in real quick?
Well, yeah, I guess. Is the last movie you saw something on Hulu?
No, I think I got it on Google Video. Are we going to me now?
Yeah.
All right. I saw Unforgiven for the first time.
Oh. Finally got around to it.
Yeah.
And might be the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, let's see what Nick thinks.
I definitely don't think it's the greatest movie of all time. It's so cartoony. It's really, really cartoony. It is. Watch it again. We all, when did it come out? Like 80? Like,
I saw it 4 times opening week.
How old? You don't have to tell me how old you were. What year was that?
I don't, what year did it come out?
I don't know.
You don't have to say how old you were, but how naive and stupid were you when you did that?
Is this the cowboy movie with Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Morgan Freeman is good.
He directed it. It's very heavy.
He wrote it, too, I think.
It's a serious Western. And
English Bob.
People
you don't
love
like
it.
English Bob?
I liked all of it. I like English Bob, but it's very cartoony, and I don't think it holds up to modern Western standards, because everybody is like just like a wide paintbrush of Western. It's like, well, I don't think we should be going into there. Like, it's so over the top.
That's how they spoke back then.
That's not how they spoke.
Yes, it is.
We know from Deadwood they didn't speak that way. They said fuck all the time.
I don't know what's happened on Hulu, but on the other places, that's how they speak.
Yeah, it makes me want to watch it.
It's a good story. It's a nice story. But there's too much like, well, I don't know much about that. Like, it's really fucking nuts.
You're dead to me, pal.
I'm sorry.
Go on, Doug.
I don't know much about that.
I mean, didn't it
Gene
win
Gene Hackman? Is that who you're talking
Gene
about?
Gene Hackman. Big whiskey.
Talk like that.
Yeah, he does. It's him the whole time. Well, wee willicker dibbly doo da da. I better get my six-shooter real good. They're like Disneyland ride versions of humans. Yeah, it's like if you went down, if you like Unforgiven could be like a log jammer ride and be like, there's engines in them darn hills. It's fucking nuts. It's not good. It's not good.
Morgan Freeman talks like that?
I mean, Morgan Freeman's amazing.
Well, he says a little more things like deals, but he still says ding-dong dilly-whacker gonna be a bing-bong tucky-mucky. It's dumb. Watch it again. It's dumb. I'm sorry, Jay. It's
no, you're
dumb.
Not sorry.
I am. I feel great
you're
right
not
now.
You're not sorry.
You're right. I'm not sorry. I feel great. I'm on top of the world.
Sorry.
Unforgiven. It's dumb.
Never heard
of
that.
Won an Academy Award. So it's got like 1,000% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like,
yeah, I know. That's why
no one would dare to dislike it.
900 from me.
Yeah.
But back then there were two critics,
Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah. And they always agreed.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the show? That was the whole gag. They didn't agree.
Oh, yeah. Well, then they didn't.
I don't think you got
on. I thought I was on a great run. Don't cut me down now.
Jay, what was the last movie you saw? What classic did you see that we can tear apart?
I saw a good movie.
Okay.
Hide and Seek.
Yeah. Oh.
You mean Ready or Not?
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
I don't think this guy's paying attention to movies.
And if you haven't seen it yet, forget what I just said and remember what she just said, because...
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Ready or Not.
I hate the name. It should be called Hide and Seek.
Should it? I think you were right. It's better.
That
right.
is the game
but
they
it's
play
the game
in
they
the
play.
Movie. Yeah, it's Hide and
right,
Seek.
Right, but that's the...
But that would give away...
Exactly.
Because you don't know what game they're going to play.
Yeah. If you watch the trailer, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sure do. If you look at the poster, you know what game they're going to play.
They go, let the checkers, game begin.
Checkers and chess don't involve someone just standing there with a shotgun.
When I saw it, I knew the name was Ready or Not, and I still didn't know what game they were going to play.
Right, because Ready or Not...
Somebody said, Jesus.
Checkers! It could happen with any game.
Right, it makes no sense now that you put it that way.
Ready or Not... Operation!
Right. That's what I was ready for.
Take out Raj Angle.
But anyway, yes, quality horror entertainment, yeah, that great movie. Lots of wacky twists and turns, yeah, and violence. And
it gave you what you wanted. That's all I'm saying.
I also, it does sort of, like, yeah, you know, it's one of those movies, it sets up, like, a character's really stupid, and you're like, I hope that character dies, and then you get to watch them die. Mm-hmm. Right?
I don't know, I feel like you're, yeah, yeah, you're right. Have you seen it, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I heard it's great. I heard it's really great, and there's no
over better than Unforgiven.
Definitely. Are there any over-the-top cartoonish Western accents in it?
No, there's an over-the-top...
Ready or not! Hey, doggy! Take off your hats and glasses!
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a quote from the movie.
No, that's a quote from a Disney ride.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Big Thunder Mountain. Yes.
This is the wildest ride in the wilderness! I'm Morgan Freeman! I'm a goat with a piece of dynamite stapled to my chin.
Is that on the Disney ride?
That's on the Disney ride, yeah.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
That's on the Disney ride. You have children, you should take your children to Disney.
Dead goats have no tails. Shit, I'm mixing up rides. All right. That answers that question, so turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! I can't do a bugle noise, but that would have been great right there. Wow! I gotta say, I'm impressed. They're not large name tags. Everybody wanted to make sure they had a wallet size, I guess. But wallet! But, sorry about that word up, but you guys have lots of options, so go ahead and select who you'd like to play for.
Look at that tiny one in the back.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
I think that truly is just a stamp.
You might have to get closer to it to see what it is.
I'll take the tiny one in the back.
Yeah, Jay's going to take that one.
So
everybody go physically grab the name tag you want. Don't just sit here and talk about it. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by White Castle. This year marks the 15th anniversary of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, and there's a reason they made a movie about two men defying great odds to get some White Castle sliders. They are that crave-worthy. White Castle sliders from the grocery store have that same one-of-a-kind taste that White Castle has been serving in their restaurants for years. From their unique signature buns to their 100% beef patties, which are cooked on a bed of steam-grilled onions, these sliders come in a variety of flavors that are made to be enjoyed. Craving something spicy? The jalapeno cheese sliders are sure to give your day that tasty kick that it needs. Or if you're hungry for something a little more traditional, their cheese sliders are the perfect choice. I used to always look forward to traveling to the East Coast because that meant I could make a White Castle run, and now they're available everywhere. From the castle or the grocery store, you can satisfy your crave anytime with White Castle. Go to whitecastle.com/DLM to get $1 off the purchase of any 4 or 6 pack of White Castle sliders. Today's show is also brought to you in part by Puro Trader. Buying cigars or getting into the community can be very intimidating, but not with Puro Trader. Puro Trader makes the global cigar marketplace easily accessible right from your laptop or mobile device. Puro Trader is like one of those travel sites that searches the entire web for the best deals, except instead of flights, you're searching for cigars. From everyday cigars for the casual smoker to the rarest of the rare sticks for the collectors. Yeah, that's right, sticks. And it's all in a supportive community setting where you can ask questions and read real reviews. There have been many great movie moments featuring cigars, from Scarface to Young Frankenstein, and with Puro Trader, you can create those moments of your own. Whether you're on the hunt for a rare, unique cigar or just looking to get started, Puro Trader is the only destination you need to get educated, monitor market trends, and join in the conversation. Check out out PuroTrader.com and use the promo code MOVIES for a chance to win a day at the Porsche Racing Experience in Los Angeles or Atlanta. That's PuroTrader.com, promo code MOVIES. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right. We're back. We did it. Yay. So yeah, Chelsea pointed out to me that I neglected to say what's in this big box that says Crave Crate from White Castle. They are a generous sponsor of the show. They sent us a bunch of stuff. A White Castle hat, some White Castle, whatever these things are, whatever this is, like some stickers. Some save $6 on some White Castle coupons. Is there a White Castle in California now?
Can I give one of those coupons to my mom?
Yeah, you can. There you go.
I'm from New Jersey, and we love White Castle.
Yeah, so hook her up.
Hell yeah.
We got a White Castle mug, and I don't know what this is about. Some sort of, it's a White Castle cup, but it also says Tervis on it. What does that mean, Tervis?
I don't know.
That's the brand name
of the cup. Jay's the cup guy.
I'm the cup guy.
Yeah, Jay knows cups. But all of that shit, I mean stuff, thank you for sponsoring the show, White Castle. Oh, that's also going to the winner tonight. Who are you playing on behalf of, Tony Thaxton?
I've got the Peter Butter Falcon here.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice twist on my favorite movie of the year, Peanut Butter Falcon.
Which I have not seen, and I keep hearing the name, and I've been very out of the loop with movies lately.
It's okay.
You're the only person I've heard say that.
I mean, I think people hyped it up too much for me.
Oh, okay.
But so, I also did love so 47 anyway, this Meters on Cage, so don't judge by opinion. Right.
Yeah, so anyway, Peanut Butter Falcon is dog shit, don't go see it. I'm trying to talk it down.
Shia's hot in it, though.
Right? He does a great job. He's so good in it.
I like the other Peanut Butter Falcon movie that's free on YouTube.
Oh, there's competing Peanut Butter Falcon movies?
Yeah, Steve Byrne made the other one.
I hate all these competing projects. Kelly, what do you got there?
I got Taxi Miker. It's I guess it's the play version of Taxi Driver, which is cool.
It's the script? From Taxi Driver?
I just assumed that it was short, so it was like usually the plays are whatever.
Yeah.
I got it because they're sweet tarts, and that's
okay.
Cool.
Okay, are you talking to me?
Yeah. Sweet tart?
Taxi Driver reference.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, everybody just got that now, too.
Oh, man.
Nick, funny like a clown?
Nick, okay. Who are you playing on behalf of? That's not the right one.
No, that's good, fellas.
I'm playing for Adrian with a poster of the Australian, which I think is very fun. And I grabbed it because there's vodka attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
And a koala.
And a koala bear is fucking the shit out of that thing.
I'm going to drink the vodka and snort the koala.
Oh, I wish you could get that up your nose. But yeah, get that bottle off of there and enjoy it.
Me and Kelly are going to split it. Do you want to?
Hey,
that's nice.
Sure, I'd love
we
some.
We can split it all around.
No, but yeah. Okay.
Let's sure. all take swigs out of it.
You can pour it into my iced coffee.
Do you know what Tito of Tito's Vodka's last name is?
Beverage!
Yep. Isn't that weird?
No. Yeah, don't say what.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. His last name is Beverage.
That literally ruins Tito's Vodka for me.
I'm sorry. Are we just doing this?
I love Tito's Vodka.
Yeah, it's handmade.
Yeah. I also love The Unforgiven, but you shed all over that, pal.
Well, it's a piece of shit.
Where are we at here? Oh, Jay, who are you playing for? Tiniest name tag of all time.
Thank you for smoking Brie. And I took this because I need some matches.
And your name's Bree?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck, Bree.
Thank you.
You don't think I'll win?
No.
I don't think I ever have.
You've never won?
Sorry, Bree.
Well, tonight, all the questions are about Super Troopers. Good luck. Good luck, everybody. No, actually, we're going to start with a game called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. Because I am DB.
You got a at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I did.
I was at that party with you.
Yeah, the IMDb boat gave out hats.
I have that hat.
Yeah, it's a great hat.
I should have worn it.
That'd be awesome if we just had matching hats on that said IMDb on them. Oh, we're passing out some sweet tarts. I don't know if I can continue hosting after having such sour deliciousness in my mouth. These things are good. Mm. Wow, you're chucking. Somebody caught one in their mouth?
So crazy. Close. 3 second rule.
He caught it! He caught it in his mouth!
By the way, Rory Scovel's in the front row, but great job catching that in your mouth. All right, so this is how this game works. Everybody that's an actor or actress has a, IMDb page, and it says most known for and lists four credits. Sometimes they decide. Sometimes the artist will have one of their people get in there and put in the movies they want. So you never know. It's a real mixed bag, the algorithm. So I'll start saying somebody's top four. Buzz in with your own name when you think you know what it is.
If you get who it is?
Who it is.
Who the actor or actress.
Who the actor or actress is. And if you get it wrong, that's -1 point. So you want to lay back until you're absolutely sure. But then you get bonus points for, I'll ask you to name the additional movies in their top four, if there are any left when you buzz in with the correct answer. Do you guys want to practice buzzing in?
Nick.
No. Kelly.
No, your name would be Jay. Kelly did a great job. I heard Nick. Tony, did you buzz in?
I did, and I was confused.
Me too, apparently.
You just say your own name when you want to buzz in.
Jay.
Good job.
I'm still a little, I'm lost still.
Just say Tony when you're ready.
Tony when I'm ready.
Am I saying Tony?
Yeah, that's okay. It.
Just don't say it three times, because then a rhythm and blues act from the 90s will appear.
Rhythm and blues.
I didn't know what to call them on the spot. Hip hop, I guess, right? They were rhythm and blues. Okay. They were on all the rhythm and blues channels of the day. Okay, so here's the first round. Four rounds, tiebreakers waiting if necessary. The first film this person's best known for is Nebraska. So you could buzz in.
Nick.
Nick is buzzing in. He's taking a chance. There's a lot of people in Nebraska.
June Squibb.
Wow. Interesting guess. By an interesting player, but that is incorrect.
She's the best.
So you're already...
Why would that not be her first thing?
Why wouldn't it be? Yeah, right? So where are you, Nick?
I took a big swing, Adrian.
Yeah, you got minus 1 point. But you, I feel like you could make a comeback.
I can't.
But everyone else is still in play. The second title is The Hateful Eight.
Tony.
Tony says...
I'm going to regret this because The Hateful Eight is the one Tarantino movie I've not seen. But I'm going Bruce Dern.
That is correct. Great job.
Could I say real quick that June Squibb is on the second episode of the first season of DreamCorp LLC, available on Hulu. And that is true.
All right. Well, you can continue playing that way. Like the kid on Price is Right, I thought it was funny to say 420 every time. That, but it did not work out for him.
But it is funny.
Doug, was he hot? The 420 guy. Nothing. Never mind.
Of course, he was hot.
I don't even know.
Sunglasses. That was so
long. That's so long ago. He's probably old. So you get to try Tony to name two more movies. You can guess any two Bruce Dern movies, and if either of them are on there, you get a point for each.
I'll say The Burbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally can't think of a single other Bruce Dern movie.
Yeah, it happens. He's, of course, in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but that didn't make his top four yet. The Burbs is correct. And then he was also in a motion picture called The Cowboys.
Not familiar.
Not for you, pal.
That's not for you.
Next.
So Tony has two, and everyone else is not doing as well. Not even by half.
Not yet.
Yes. I like your attitude.
Optimistic.
And I need to be burped. This person's best known for starts with Sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Not making the same mistake, Adrian.
Also, you could maybe detect a theme at any point during the game. The second film in this person's most known for is Spider-Man 3.
Kelly!
Oh, I heard Tony first.
No.
God damn you.
Who is it, Tony?
Thomas Hayden Church.
That is correct. THC, as I like to call him.
I'm sorry.
Fine, it's fine.
You want to name two more? You want to really
question.
Rub
I can't
it in everybody's faces?
I can't remember. Is it only movies in
yes,
this?
Yes, just movies. Okay. Well, occasionally there is a TV show, so you could take a chance on that.
But this is not the case in this
I movie. Don't know in this case. I take it back.
You don't know?
I'm just saying I do know, but I'm also not going to tell you.
Oh.
It just has to be titles from his, so you could go TV if you want, but like that's up to you.
He's the host, and then you have to guess what he knows.
Mm.
He won't tell you.
Yeah, and I don't know everything, so it makes it weird.
I want to say Wings, but you're leading me to believe that...
Suicide mission there. For this guy over here. He decided to pick a TV show anyway.
Just guess.
Can you think of any other films he was in?
Oh, boy.
I can.
I'm blanking on these.
That's okay. I mean, you're already way in the lead.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm spacing.
All right, he's
going to
tap, but it's Tombstone and Easy A.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Or Thomas Hayden Church movies that they listed. Yeah, there's plenty of others. But Sideways, oh, my God, he's so good in that. Okay. Tony's got 3 points. So... We need a big comeback here. So far, we've got Bruce Dern and Thomas Hayden Church. And
wait, who was the first one again?
Bruce Dern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he related to Laura Dern?
Mm-hmm. He's her daddy. Oh.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wait, who's Bruce Dern?
Bruce Dern is the guy. He's married to Diane Ladd, and then they had Laura Dern.
Laura Dern's in Jurassic Park.
And they're all great actors.
I know Laura Dern. Love Laura Dern. Oh, I love Laura Dern.
This is going to make you feel...
Big Little Lies? Come on, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make you feel bad. Also, the president of Hulu. Kind of awkward.
Is that true?
Yeah, Bruce Dern.
Did you see...
Fuck with me, guys.
Did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Dern's the old man that Brad Pitt talks to. He's in the bed, and he's like talking to him about what's going on out here. Are you safe? Are you okay?
Okay.
That's Bruce Dern.
Okay, Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern. Yeah.
Squeaky's man.
Yeah,
George
Squeaky's
is
man.
His name.
Yeah, you just had to say Squeaky's man.
Yeah.
I'm completely... lost.
You saw the movie, but you don't remember this scene?
It was a long movie. I was high.
I'm starting
How'd
to
you stay high through the whole thing?
Yeah, it's so long.
You have to take a break at some point, right?
I snorted it.
You could also...
No, you got pens. You guys aren't smoking in the theater?
Yeah, vape in the theater.
Oh, you vape in the theater?
I go to the bathroom.
You rascal.
Bathroom during Bruce Dern scene, probably.
Clearly.
I probably did. I went to the bathroom. This happens a lot. I'll go with my girlfriend, and I'll go, and I'm like, all right, tell me what happens. Then I'll leave because it's a slow point, and that's when they tell you critical plot points.
I hate you so much.
That's why you don't get The Unforgiven.
I was at home so I could smoke freely.
Shit.
I like this story. What I don't like is the, we're howdy doody. We've been over this.
You paid for
I gotta
that,
watch
right?
this again. I do not remember anybody
it's
talking
not
like that.
Not like that. Not like that.
Happy deal. What we doing?
All right. So round three. Come on, you guys. We got 12 more rounds to go.
I know. Sorry. No, I'm just trying to give Adrian a chance.
Round three starts with 50 Shades of Grey. The second title is The Social Network. And the third title is 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, I don't know what that guy's name is.
And the fourth title is 50 Shades Freed.
Kelly.
What do you got, Kelly?
Is it Dakota Johnson?
It's Dakota Johnson!
I know that name.
It's Dakota Johnson!
I could not
Dakota
pull it.
I thought it was a guy at first because I thought Dakota was in more
right.
shit.
You guys were thinking, is that like James Dornan or whatever his name is?
All I could think was
Jamie.
Dakota
Jamie Dornan.
Jamie, that's it.
Dornan. Yeah. But yeah, she was in Social Network. That was a clue there.
Who the hell was she in Social?
She was the girl that Napster fucked.
Oh.
I love that you responded like, yeah, that's a responsible, reasonable. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. Parker, whatever his name is,
Justin Timberlake.
He has sex with her, and then the next day he's like, I'm Sean Parker. And she's like, the Sean Parker?
Oh, yeah, she's just like in panties the whole scene, right? Yeah.
You know, I don't think of actresses that way, Nick. I try to.
I
know,
don't either. I thought it was
their,
disrespectful.
But
body.
Look at her top four. Just.
Kelly said.
It is pretty amazing that Social Network is number two. She's in one scene, yeah. But she is in her underwear. So, yes.
Well, she wanted to break it up, you know?
Yeah. All right. So, Kelly has a shot here. I mean, everybody has a shot. You never know what's going to happen in this game. 4 points. Somebody could get 4 points right now.
I think we know.
The first title is The Wolf of Wall Street.
Michael Douglas.
What is your name? Buzz in with your name.
Jay.
And then what is your answer?
Michael Douglas.
Incorrect. Great guess. He was not in Wolf of Wall Street, but still a great guess.
I didn't hear the first part. I only heard the
Wall Street.
Oh, I see Wall Street.
Yeah, Wolf. Yeah. The Wolf of.
I didn't hear that first part.
The Wolf of was in parentheses.
I thought you were just sort of stuttering. I didn't really know what that was all about.
You know, Wall Street sucks too. Business. I don't have time for that shit.
Are you trying to tell us that you don't judge a man by the size of his
wallet?
Was that in The Wolf of Wall Street or Wall Street?
Wall Street.
I like them both.
Listening's good, Jay.
I hear you. I hear the critique.
Is that a
I'll tell you what. I'm going to play a lot better starting now. Go on, Doug.
Just in time. Of course, you're out for the rest of
the
round.
Yeah, I know.
Round.
I know the rules, Doug.
All right.
I know how it's played.
The second title is Baby Driver. So we got Wolf of Wall Street and Baby Driver. Third title is The Accountant.
Nick.
What do you got, Nick? Come on, man.
This is a good answer. I reckon it might be the best answer all night. I'm gonna say it. Morgan Freeman.
No, it's not Morgan Freeman.
Check the tapes, it might be.
And the fourth.
That is so metaphorical.
I'm not even gonna write down your negative one on that because
thank you very much. I
don't want you to have negative two.
I need that.
Did you write my negative one down?
Oh yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you still got your negative one. And then the fourth title is a movie called Fury. Fury. Yeah, so I think Tony's going to run away with this thing.
I want to guess somebody, but I don't want to lose
Go
my
Go for
point.
A guess. That's what's fun.
Yeah, no, I don't think it wouldn't be him. No, Superbad would be up there.
Could be a her.
Oh, you're ruling out Jonah Hill?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he's not in Baby Driver or the yeah. or Fury.
I wasn't sure if he was in Fury.
It's a great actor, but maybe still mostly known for the first season or two of Walking Dead. Jon Bernthal.
I don't know who John the hell
I like that guy.
Is.
Yeah, he's very good.
I liked him in The Wolf of Wall Street and yeah. Wall Street.
I liked him in The Peanut Butter Falcon, and I also liked Dakota Johnson and Thomas Hayden Church and Bruce Dern in Peanut Butter Falcon. That was what they all had in common. The final tiebreaker round was going to be Shia LaBeouf. and Peanut Butter Falcon's already his number two most known for, so somebody smart got in there, because that's awesome. And also his number four is Honey Boy, the movie that's not even out yet, where he plays his own father. So,
that trailer looks bonkers.
I'm looking
though.
Forward to that. Yeah, that's that gonna be good. That's gonna be interesting.
We like Shia now. Again,
yeah, we do.
Right?
Yeah.
We're back in.
Yeah, we
He's
like
kind
him
of
very
tumultuous
much.
With the guy, right?
A little bit. Like if you judge people who are a little, maybe not acting in their own best interest.
He's also a child star. You got to give him that.
Yeah.
They get nuts.
Yeah, he got pushed into show business, and then he's worked it out. Now I think he's gonna be a fine actor.
Based on
the movies so far this year, I'd give him a best actor nomination for this movie. He's that good in it.
Yeah,
he's not gonna
in
that.
Peanut Butter Wolf.
It's probably not gonna help it. Yes, the Peanut Butter Wolf of Wall Street.
I like that
just
game.
Just go up to the box office and take out your wallet.
I met Shia LaBeouf for about 5 seconds.
What did he look like?
At the valet. He looked at me and goes...
He worked at the valet.
He was there. And he looked at me and goes, hey, this guy.
Right? Like, he was excited that he saw you. Yeah.
He was excited.
This guy.
Yeah, right. Hey, this guy.
Yeah, without the mustache.
Yeah. He didn't say that.
He thought it.
Doug, you should get him on this show.
I would like to. He's been, he comes and watches this show sometimes in the
really?
Audience.
Shia?
Yeah.
Are you in here?
Yeah, he's too shy to speak up. But he
Sorry,
is like...
the movie wasn't... It was good. Peanut
I
butter.
Don't want to pressure him to be a guest, just the fact that he's a fan is exciting to me. All right, let's play another game. And so who won? Tony ended up winning that.
I guess that was a wash. It was kind of
no, Tony
no,
won.
I got 1 point, okay?
Yeah, Tony got
Tony
3 points.
Winners.
Tony got 3 points.
It's called a wash.
He's of all the winners, Tony was the best winner. And he gets to go first in this next game. And then we'll go to Kelly, and then to Nick, and then to Jay. And you all have to guess, how long is it? Yeah, I'm going to name a thing. You're going to all guess how long it is. Closest to the correct
I like this.
Length is the winner.
I like this.
Price is Right style, you can't go over.
You can't go over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you out?
Fuck.
You're already out? You're already too much pressure?
I'm fucked.
You don't even know the movie
You don't
yet.
Like limits. He doesn't like limits.
It seems like winner should go last in this game. Just saying. But that's fine.
Hey,
go
fine. Ahead.
Right, but also, what if you know the number and say it, you get the first opportunity to speak?
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't
like,
be
on Price is Right, if you know what price things are, you'd want to bid first. You wouldn't want to wait until the end and maybe say one.
He wants to go last. Let him go last.
No. I'll play by the rules.
Oh, no, let him go.
Oh, will you?
Throwing out suggestions.
Okay. I just feel like you maybe the ghost of Sam Levine is in that seat.
Ouch.
That's a winning seat.
Yeah, I think you are going to win. How long, Tony,
are his podcasts?
Is the combined running time of the films in which Tom Hanks plays a captain?
Jesus.
So you got to figure out how many films was he a captain, and then what? How long would that be in hours and minutes? I'll tell you right now, it doesn't take days.
Yeah.
It's not a full day.
How long the movies were?
Yeah, you got to add up how long all the movies were in which Tom Hanks played a captain.
It's not days. Who would think it was days?
Jay, the slam comic himself, fucking destroying Doug right now.
Oh my God, this is my 9/11. And when I say that, I just mean I looked up at the clock and it does say 9/11.
It does say.
So it is my 9/11.
Right. Everybody should turn right now. It's really
worth it.
I can only. I'm not going to say how many. Well, it'll be obvious, but I can't think of that many. So I'm going to stay on the low end. I'm going to go 245 minutes.
Okay, so that's how
somebody just
245.
Kind of lunatic. So smug.
245. Is
have some balls, Tony.
Is 4 hours and 5 minutes.
Did you just announce it?
What?
The
number he said when you added up in hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you want? 4 hours, 5 minutes?
4 hours, 5 minutes.
That's what, 3 movies?
If you want to think that Tony knows how many movies he played a captain in, that's up to you.
Does it count if, like, he lands a plane into water and, like, helps people? Is that a captain thing?
No failed captains.
Oh, okay.
No captains who crash. What are you talking about? Yeah, he's a captain or he isn't.
Just, like, because it was he was a cap. Wait. Oh, is that, like, a pilot? No,
Are you thinking of Castaway?
No, I'm thinking of Sully. When he's like the...
Yeah, he's a captain in that. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you for reminding me of that movie.
You're welcome.
And I know, I almost forgot that too.
I can only think of two. So I'm going to say... How much did he say?
What?
How much did you say?
Oh, he said 4 hours and 5 minutes.
I feel like the other one's pretty long. What if it's just one?
I remember seeing Sully was 4 days long.
But is Sully, he's a captain in that? Because that's like a pilot thing.
I would say he's a captain in that. I'm not fucking with you now.
You just have to guess, I think.
Oh, God.
Jay's pissed.
Well, I just will say this. Like, if you're flying a plane, you're definitely the captain.
Yeah, you're true. I'm thinking of captains of boats.
Not
if you're landing a plane in water, you're definitely the captain.
All right, I'm going to say 5 hours.
You're the captain of that boat plane.
I'm going to say 5.
She's going 5 hours. What do you got there, Nick?
I'm gonna be the person who knows nothing. I'm going to say 1 minute. Drew.
Oh, I see.
I get it.
I get it. Yeah, because I have no idea. Nobody knows that. This is all made up.
Yeah.
None of this is true.
I had a different guess, but I'm going to go with 1 minute and 1 second.
Oh!
How do you like Unforgiven now?
That's so fucked up. Jay's got a family. He's got a successful career, and he's fucking digging at me.
What did you say, Kelly?
5 hours.
Okay.
And I said 1 minute.
So Kelly said 5. Tony said 4 at 5 minutes. And then these guys over here, they're having their own kind of fun.
We become best
friends. Because he was a captain in 4 movies. Apollo 13, Captain Phillips, Saving Private Ryan, and Sully.
Yes,
yeah,
bitch!
So the running time is 1 minute shy of 9 hours.
Wait, what was the first? I heard Sully.
Fuck you guys.
Captain Phillips, I'm the captain now. Apollo 13, I wish I wasn't the captain now. And Saving Private Ryan, I definitely don't want to be the captain now.
I wasn't even thinking about Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's according to, the internet, so.
See, I forget about
could be
captain
less.
Can be multiple.
I mean, he could have been a captain in a movie where they just never mention his profession.
Yeah.
So it would just be more. Right, I see your point.
Yeah.
The secret captain.
Mm-hmm.
In a movie not named The Secret Captain, obviously.
So I won, right?
You won that one, Kelly.
Sick.
You did it, Kelly weirdo.
He could be a captain in Tree of Life, right? Is he in Tree of Life?
No, that's
McConaughey. He's not even in it.
Right, but in a different... Anyway, what is it, Bud Light? I love Bud Light.
Yeah. I don't remember what his job was in Bachelor Party.
He's definitely a bachelor.
He was captain.
I think he worked at a rental car agency.
Did he?
This is how easy it is to trick you.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. I'm DB, but I'm not.
DB.
I'm not IMDB. All right, one last game, you guys, and this is going to determine our winner tonight. And of course, it's Last Man Stanton.
Thank God.
I'm relying on one audience member to give us an amazing name for this game that we will then take turns naming movies that that person was in. Kelly gets to go first. We'll reverse the order. Okay. So it goes Kelly, Tony, me, because I like to play, Jay, and Nick. I can't win. I can win, but I'm not playing for anybody, so whoever comes in after me, if I do win...
Is the winner.
Which, maybe 50% of the time I win. Don't feel too
that's
much...
That's significant.
Don't feel too much pressure. Yeah, because, I go to the audience and they go, The Rock, and I know every fucking Rock movie, so it's easy.
It's good. You keep it greased, man.
But this guy's going to do a good job. I've got strong feelings about this because someone traveled all the way from Australia to be here.
What?
Yeah, to see this in person, to experience it live. Where is Apples Mason?
Oh, that's me, Adrian.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
The name tag you picked is Apples Mason?
That's incredible.
It happens. Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, that's the whole wallaby.
Yeah. Thanks for the vodka.
So don't have mind meld with Nick. We want a neutral game here. You came all the way from Australia with a suggestion for this game. So who is it?
Hugo Weaving.
Hugo,
you piece of shit.
Weaving.
You just fucking criminal piece of shit. This? Fucking. I hope you have a good holiday, you asshole. Fuck you, garbage man.
Can you imagine coming all the way from another country to check out a podcast live for the first time? And one of the guests treats you like that?
Right.
Can you imagine coming to America and then proving everybody you're a piece of shit? Bag of trash. Get back in your mama's sack, you wallaby motherfucker. Fuck you. Hugo Weaving. I don't know who that is. I don't think he's real. You're fucked, man. You're fucked.
You know what, though? There might be some titles that might make you,
wake
inspire you.
Did he
what?
Write the Time Machine novels? I don't know.
He's not H.G. Wells, but you can go.
What happens
he's
now?
You can each go to your lifetime once. I mean, your life lifetime. You can each end your lifetime once. But no, you each have a lifeline. So your lifeline, he's his idea, so he's going to have an answer for
all
you.
Right, so you got one round, and then race next door. We're going to split the beer in the shot. We're going to fist fight.
Wow, you're planning a whole exciting night for him.
I know these Australian bags of trash. People are like getting really offended.
I
don't know. You're just being so mean to him.
I was really hoping for Hugh Jackman.
I know!
Right?
So many amazing...
Greatest Showman is one of the best soundtracks.
We could have done some Mel Gibson.
I bet he was just writing out, and he was like, H-U-G, then he was like, I think I'll have another Foster's. And then this drunk piece of shit
H-U-G
motherfucker.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm excited about this because we're almost out of time anyway.
I know. But
so this is gonna.
I'm ready.
Go rapidly. I'm ready too. I think. Yeah. I think I am.
I go before you.
Kelly gets to go first.
The Matrix.
Fuck Kelly's off. Saying The Matrix. All right. Good for you, Kelly. I know. Perfect.
Perfect. I'm saving
but then
you.
I got one too. Let's go to Tony though. It's Tony's turn.
The Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah, see, that's a sneaky business right there. I mean, I got to do it.
I'm third.
I'm next. IMDB.
Fine. I got a fourth.
Yeah, because I'm going to take it. I'm going to go ahead and take it.
I got a fourth.
The Matrix Revolutions.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Good, because I didn't know that one.
Okay. What do you got? What do you got there, Jay?
The Matrix. Look out. This story's still going.
The Matrix, the extended cut? Is that what you're trying to pull?
I was going with four. I mean, if you're going to take three, what do I got? Hugo Weaving? That's the fucking clue?
Yeah.
You did Matrix. Yeah. That's it.
This is going to be a rough one. But there's others.
I got it.
Okay.
What do you got?
A Night in France.
If you'd have said France, I might have bought it. But when you start throwing France around, I know you're just making shit up.
All right, you're right.
But thanks for being here and thanks for playing. You got a lot of sweet tarts on your book.
Yeah. Do I have to go now, or is that
no.
just...
No, you okay. hang out. We'll do plugs at the end. We got you got to sign this to whoever wins.
All right, good.
Who you were playing for. What do you got, Nick?
The Animatrix.
Good guess.
All right, so we're moving
on. Real thing. It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. That doesn't make it a theatrical motion picture.
Oh, now we're adding rules. It was... Okay, well, can I get a second chance?
Yeah.
Wait, why can't he have a second chance?
Because he's not stupid.
Okay, then I'm going to say...
He gave a smart answer.
Animatrix, I think, should pass, but... okay, I'm going to say Lord of the Rings.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, see? Look at him go.
You have to say the full name,
the trouble
name,
is,
right?
Yeah, you got that right, Kelly.
The Fellowship of the Ring,
okay.
Kelly.
Okay, yes.
Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Yeah, look at her go. See how this works, Jay?
I love
if you
Frodo.
Just hang in there for a second, you have all these sequel titles.
You took you mine, Doug.
I didn't take your only one.
Frodo was the love of my life in junior high. Elijah Wood.
Really?
Sorry. I was pretty cool. Bye.
Would you guys go together? Oh, you mean he was a fantasy?
Yeah.
I thought you meant you really dated him.
One day.
When you were in school.
I heard he hangs out at Alamo Draft House. Forget mm-hmm. about it.
He does. I'm going to see him soon at Fantastic Fest. Tony?
Oh, tell him I love him.
I'll try.
This should be obvious, but I'm blanking. I'm not a Lord of the Rings guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I think I'm fucked. It's
The Lord of the Rings, the
and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
The Lord of the Rings.
Honestly, they're both
the
great.
Two Towers. All right, so it's my turn then.
Is he in the Hobbit?
Oh, you want to use your lifeline?
Oh yeah, get a lifeline.
Yeah, use your lifeline.
All right, what's his lifeline have to say?
Captain America, the First Avenger.
I would not have
guessed that. Interesting.
And so you think maybe he was in all of those Captain America movies?
Well, you know what? I would love to see you fall into that trap.
He said yes.
Because I am ready. Yes. I'm ready for you, my friend. All right. So Tony's still in. I'm gonna go with Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Good. Mm.
Back to you, Nick.
I am just a small little man. And I believe that if I had to make a choice for a friend from across the pond, I know that's offensive to you, who traveled so far, I would say it's got to be in a Hobbit movie, so I'm going to say he's in... What an evil, evil laugh. Got to be in a Hobbit movie, right? He has to be in one of the Hobbit movies.
I mean, he is Elrond. He lives a while.
Thank you, Kelly. I'm going to say The Hobbit.
Full title.
The Hobbit.
All right, so you're out.
The Salamander Hobbit guy.
Kelly?
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tony?
Oh, I didn't even think that was still on the table.
You're out? I'm out, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say V for Vendetta.
God, I was going to say that. What? I was saving it. So I'm going to say The Hobbit on an Unexpected Journey.
Is he in that one?
I don't know if he is.
I don't know if he is, but Kelly's our winner anyway. Yay, Kelly.
Yeah.
Hugo Weaving, what are the big ones we missed? Any big ones? What's
what?
That? Mortal Engines?
I don't know what the hell that is.
I love Mortal Engines.
What's that?
Transformers.
He's in Transformers? The first one?
Nah,
all of them?
Yeah.
He's in all of them? All right. Well, I mean, that was a. I love that suggestion because we were racing against the clock. Apologies to the next show because we are running a couple minutes late. Really quick, let's all do our plugs, starting with you, Tony Thaxton.
I'm at Tony Thaxton on Twitter and Instagram. The Motion City Soundtrack Tour starts on New Year's Eve and goes throughout January. I also played a band with my wife called Tiny Stills. We have a new song that's streaming on all the streaming things. I also play drums in Don't Stop or We'll Die. We have a bunch of tour dates coming up in Brooklyn, Philly, Chicago, Seattle. I'm the producer also of Alison Rosen is Your News Best Friend and Bizarre Albums, new episodes every Tuesday.
Tony Thaxton, so much going on. Kelly, what's the name of the person you're playing for again?
Mike.
Mike, come get your stuff. All these different bags and boxes are yours.
Get the taxi driver play as well.
And Jay's going to sign the book.
Is that an Australian guy too?
Yeah, he's got to hang on to his copy of Taxi Driver because it's got a lot of great ideas in there for things he can do to help the country. Congratulations, dude. Good job.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, what's your name again?
Mike. Just want to say.
All right, he's signing the book.
Don't
he's
thank
signing the
me.
Book to Mike.
Thank
he's drawing a little picture.
Lord of the Rings.
Jay, don't. Yeah. That guy doesn't read.
And I got laid so much in seventh grade.
Yeah, gonna, I mean, I guess you can go back to your seat and we'll get you the book
wait.
Eventually.
Are you drawing a Hunter S. Thompson thing?
It's done.
Holly Weirdo on all the social medias.
Yeah, Holly Weirdo, IMD Weed on everything, KellyMcInerney.net for all the show stuff. I'm going down the south. You'll, if you follow me, whatever.
he's shaking everybody's
Kelly
hands.
Kelly McInerney.
Right on, Kelly McInerney. Nick Rutherford, Dream Corp.
Yeah, check out Dream Corp. Here's candy.
There's candy.
Oh, people just, like,
that's painful.
We're very upset about that. A woman is crying.
Jay Sandra Sekar, go see him this weekend at Appleton Comedy Skyline Comedy Cafe in Appleton, Wisconsin. Yes, that's it.
Thank you.
And, you know, look him up on social media. He's always up to amazing stuff. And I'm going to be at the Variety Playhouse doing Douglas Movies. That's in Atlanta, Georgia, September 7th at 4:20. And for all my dates and deets and links, go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's
as always, positive energy!
Thanks again to White Castle. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could make your favorite restaurant sliders at home? Well, problem meet solution. White Castle sliders are available at the grocery store. Made with 100% beef patties, steamed on a bed of grilled onions, they have that same one-of-a-kind taste that White Castle has been serving their restaurants for years. Pick up some sliders from the grocery store and make it a slider night. Go to whitecastle.com/DLM to get $1 off the purchase of any 4 or 6 pack of White Castle sliders. Bye-bye!
Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room